From Decatur to Dunwoody, from Tucker to Toco Hills, from Chamblee to Stone Mountain, this is the voice of commerce in DeKalb County. Now, broadcasting from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Decatur, this is DeKalb Business Today.
And welcome into the show. Matt Holmes here on another edition of DeKalb Business Today, alongside executive producer Jason Beck. Now, we've got a great show for you coming up today. We'll talk a little computers, talk a little bit of young professional networking, and also get to know a little bit about DeKalb County's latest and greatest business. That's all coming up. But first, we want you to be involved with the show, be involved with DeKalb Business Radio. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/DeKalb Business Radio X and follow us on Twitter at DeKalb Radio X. Let's get right into it. Let's introduce our panel for this morning. First up, Scott Rippey. He's the general manager of CSR Computers in Tucker. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing pretty good. It's been an exciting and somewhat troubling week in the technology field, but kind of an illustration, I guess, of the importance, the dependence that we have on computers.
Everything we do from home to business is all centered around computers.
Yeah, and so I would imagine you were watching the events of the week with the stock exchange and everything else pretty close eye. What was your take on all that?
If they need a good technician, they can call me.
That would be quite a bit of business. So we'll get back with Scott in just a second. I want to introduce our second guest, Nikki Foreman. She's the chair of the DeKalb Chamber Young Professionals Group. Tell us about the Young Professionals. I understand you're kind of going through a relaunch.
Yes, we're going through a relaunch, and we're excited about the work that's going to be done with Young Professionals in DeKalb County. We just really want to engage young professionals and get us active in the progression of DeKalb County. So we're looking forward to seeing great work be done.
Awesome. We'll look forward to hearing more about that coming up. And then our third guest, last but not least, Amanda Arnett with Earth Fair. Amanda, it's been a really exciting week for you all.
It has been a great week. We did our grand opening on Wednesday morning, and we are very excited to be here in the community.
Tell us about what that grand opening was like. I understand there's a lot of excitement there in the Emery Point area.
Absolutely. So grand opening day, we had a 7 a.m. opening this past Wednesday. Over 150 people in line before we opened those doors. Some people waiting in line since 3:30 a.m.
Wow, that's impressive. We'll look forward to kind of getting a picture of what the store looks like inside. We'll have you take us around, give us a little virtual tour coming up. But right now, let's get back to you, Scott. I'm interested to hear about the work that you do there at CSR Computers.
We do everything from cell phones up to managed networks. If you have a cracked screen on your cell phone, we replace
it. Which I do. I do, yeah.
Bring it in. We replace cell phone screens, tablets, computer screens, laptops, that kind of thing. We also do managed networking, where we take a remote look at your network, and we're more proactive than we are retroactive in our approach to diagnosing your trouble. We have software that will see problems coming and alert us before you even see them.
Now, you work with small, medium-sized businesses. How many companies are you working with?
Currently, we're working with about six.
Okay. All around this area?
All around this area. Norcross, Decatur, Tucker, Atlanta.
And it was interesting, you were saying earlier off the air, the fact that when you're managing networks and servers for different companies, it's not exactly a 9-to-5 job.
No, I actually have a mattress in the back of my store for those late nights.
So how long have you been doing this at CSR Computers, and how long have you been in the tech field in general?
In general, I've been in it 20-plus years. The Tucker store we have opened, that's a story in itself. We've been open and going in our third year, and it's been very successful for us, and we appreciate the fine folks of Tucker for backing us in this.
Being in the tech business for such a long time, it just strikes me, I'm not sure there's another industry that is just constantly changing so much. How do you keep up with the changing trends from the this to the Android that? I mean, there's something new every day, it seems.
Yeah, technology doubles every 3 years. And while most people are out playing golf, I'm reading PC Digest.
Is it a lot of hands-on? I mean, you can read the trade magazines, you can do the research on the internet, but you probably do have to have your hands on some of these machines as they're coming out to get a feel for them, right?
That's very true. Microsoft, and a perfect example of that is with Windows 10 coming out.
Sure.
Which everyone, well, maybe not everyone knows that it's going to be a free download, and it might just be the last Windows, too.
Interesting.
More on that later. But Microsoft sends out betas and allows everyone to play with it, but they don't give any instructions with it. So as soon as the product is released, that's when the tech field actually gets info about the product. So really makes it tough on us because we're expected to be experts at this the moment it comes out, which we have to be quick learners, of course. And when we get certified on these products, again, we don't get any material until the product's released.
How big a staff do you have there to help you with all this? It seems like a lot.
We have six, but we're all very dedicated employees. We all put in a little more than required to get the job done. Like I say, we're there sometimes. We actually have a times or hours. We get here as early as 7 or 8. We're supposed to be there at 9. We're there as late as 10 or 11, but we officially close at 6. So it's a lot of personal time that we put into this.
You're listening to DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio. My name is Matt Holmes, talking tech with Scott Rippey from CSR Computers. What kinds of clients do you serve? You mentioned some small and medium-sized businesses. What types of companies?
We do manufacturing. We have attorneys. We have physicians' offices as well. We have a wide range of clientele.
How do you attract clients, individuals or even those corporate clients? Is that a challenge?
Not really. Our service speaks for itself. A lot of it we get by just walking in and word of mouth. We find word of mouth is our best asset. As long as we do our job right and do it correctly, they'll come back. And a lot of the customers that come in our store are those business clients, potential business clients who bring in their personal systems. Oh, well, I have this at my office that I need you to look at too. And there it starts.
Before we move on, tell us a little bit about your work in the community. As a small business owner there in Tucker, I would imagine it behooves you to be active.
Our time we spent in the community, there's Tucker Civic Association, which we have spent a lot last weekend. Sandra and I, that's my partner in the business, we're at a local church in Tucker, and we packed some 250 sandwiches for a local charity.
Wow.
And other things we do in the community, I'm also a board member with Tucker Business Association. I'm in with the Rotary Club of Stone Mountain, and all this plays together with being in the community and being part of the community. We love Tucker, and they have been very good with us, so we like to return the favor and do things in the community.
You can find more about Scott's work at csrcomputers.biz. Search for them on Facebook, CSR Computers. It was interesting. I typed in facebook.com/CSR Computers, and it's a computer company in Queensland, Australia. So I do want to make sure that people know, search CSR Computers Tucker or DeKalb, and you'll find the right
CSR
Facebook
Computers
page.
CSR Computers Tucker, right.
There you go. Scott, we appreciate that. Let's move on to Nikki Foreman, our second guest. As I mentioned, she's the chair of the DeKalb Chamber of Young Professionals, also works in public relations at DeKalb Medical Center. Nikki, tell us a little bit of how you got into both those jobs.
Well, I've always been civic-minded and actively involved in my community, and I moved to Atlanta about 3 years ago, and just looking for different ways to get involved and connected to the community, and the chamber was right there. They had a young, dynamic team of people doing some great things in the community, so I wanted to get involved. And last year, while they were in transition with leadership and staffing, I was able to help them with their communications and public relations efforts. And so that's kind of how I've really got my foot in the door with the chamber. And so ever since then, it's just been a wonderful relationship.
Your educational background, is it more communications and PR? Is there a business element in there? Tell us about it.
There's a business element. I have my MBA, but I really am focused on my communications background. I actually have a background in mass communications. I've worked in television, radio, all that stuff, but I've really found a niche working in kind of more behind the scenes in communication. So that's what I love.
One of the things we were talking about off the air, my executive producer Jason and I, is what is a young professional? We're both in our early 30s. He's
right.
More toward his mid-30s, but are we still young professionals?
Yes. So what I've been telling people is you're really as young as you feel, but we are going to try to cap it off right at 40. So you
okay.
all all we really want you all to join.
We've got a few more years.
So we're going to cap it off right around 40. And so it's about 21 to 40. And so we're just looking for those folks who are really interested in seeing DeKalb progress and grow and really become the thriving community that it should be. And it is right now, but to continue that journey.
Obviously, within a body like the Chamber of Commerce, you're going to have those small groups of specialized business people. Why is it important to segment off the young professionals group?
Well, I think it's important for us to be connected to one another. There are so many conversations that take place on a, I guess you could say, a higher leadership level that maybe we're not privy to, but this organization will help us to be connected to those individuals who are making decisions now currently and get us involved and engaged in conversations that are taking place that will impact DeKalb County in the future. And so I think it's vitally important if you really want to be invested in DeKalb County and 20 years from now you want your kids in DeKalb County schools and you have invested in property and you want to see your property values going up, now is the time as a young professional to get involved and engaged in those conversations. So it's our duty. We have to do our part.
As you look at membership, as you look at building this back up, what kind of job fields are these people coming from, these young professionals, these 20-somethings, 30-somethings?
Yeah, we have everyone from entrepreneurs to folks who work for Habitat for Humanity to people who work in healthcare, nurses, doctors, lawyers. I mean, it's the gamut. I mean, you name it, we've got somebody, we will have somebody who's working in that field. So, yeah.
How do people join? Is there a cost?
Well, as of right now, no, we're looking for chamber members. So it's really connected and tied back to the mission and vision of the DeKalb Chamber. And so right now, if your company or you individually are a member of the DeKalb Chamber of Commerce, there's no cost involved.
There are different groups where maybe you show up once a month and you network for an hour, but I would imagine there's a little bit more of a time commitment or an opportunity to commit your time with the young professionals.
Yeah, so because we have a wide array of people, from those who actually live in DeKalb County to those who work in DeKalb County, it just depends on what you are able to do. We're not looking for all of your time, your firstborn child, that kind of a thing. We just really want you to invest the time that is doable for your schedule. And so with the Chamber having so many great initiatives that they're focused on, from education to policy and government, and we want to make sure that you can tap into a particular area that is interesting to you so that you don't feel as if, oh, I'm doing this and I'll just come to the networking event and I'll see these people once a month or once a quarter and that's it. No, we want you to start a conversation around something that you are interested in. We want you to be engaged in those things that you want to see grow in DeKalb County.
So. Where will we see the young professionals active in the community? What will that footprint look like?
A variety of different ways. So we have the standard DeKalb Chamber events that will take place, and we'll definitely be involved and connected there. But we'll also have our own signature events, so to speak. We'll have mentoring opportunities. We'll also have community service opportunities. We have several people who are already really excited about getting involved, who work for Salvation Army and Habitat for Humanity and the education system. So we really want to just look at different ways that we can make DeKalb County a great place to live.
All right, you can follow Nikki Foreman on Twitter at Nikki, @Nikki_Foreman, Foreman. You can follow the Chamber on Twitter at DeKalb Chamber. And before I let you go, the hashtag.
Yes.
This is my DeKalb.
Is
tell
my
us about
DeKalb.
That.
So that's been going on for the last several months, and it has taken off like wildfire. I mean, Rick's not on the air right now, but they have been doing a dynamic job just finding people out in the community, in their place of work, in their place of play or worship, whatever it might be, and just asking them to hold up a sign that says, "This is my DeKalb," to showcase the wonderful things, the beauty of DeKalb County.
And it's DeKalb residents, DeKalb business owners, yeah, and business people kind of taking ownership, I guess.
Yeah, even those who just come to play in our area. If you're out at different areas that we have for social outings or our wonderful restaurants, I mean, just right here in downtown Decatur even. I mean, we have so many great things to offer. So,
well, one of those great new businesses in DeKalb County, as we move on to Amanda Arnett, is Earth Fair. How would you describe Earth Fair to the people listening? Kind of a Whole Foods type grocery store?
Yeah, so what really sets Earth Fair apart from a traditional grocery store or even another organic or natural food store are our quality standards. And those quality standards really say that you'll find food that is safe and easy to pick from and eat. So you'll find food free of artificial additives such as artificial colors, flavors, preservatives, or sweeteners. No bleached or bromated flour in anything we have. A long list of items so that we can read the labels so our customers don't have to.
And I would imagine you've heard from the community, you've heard from consumers. That's something that's really important to them.
And it is. And we hear from our customers all the time that thank us that we're doing this for them. As we open up new stores, they're excited that they can feel safe while shopping.
So you've got this location at Emery Point, which I know that you're, I guess, with the corporate office in mm-hmm. Asheville, North Carolina, maybe not very familiar with Emery Point. But Emery Point is a growing, thriving, relatively new shopping development right there at Emory University, right across mm-hmm. from the CDC. Why does Earth Fair pick Emory Point for their first Atlanta area store?
Yeah, and even though I'm from our Asheville, North Carolina office, I've spent a lot of time in Atlanta the past year and a half. I've actually been working with Emory Point for over a year to help with our growth. They've been really awesome to work with. So Earth Fair really looks for communities that are vibrant and growing and have an emphasis on health and education. And we found that in the area here, not only in Decatur, but even closer to the store.
We were joking earlier about the fact that, you know, the folks over at CDC, mm-hmm. they really are hurting for a good coffee spot.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of the things you guys actually factored into this location.
We did. So this location itself is a little bit different than our normal footprint. We're actually close to 24,000 square feet, which is a similar size to most of our other new stores. However, this footprint has a larger emphasis on our prepared foods, our bakery, our coffee, smoothie, juice station, because we knew we would have a lot of walk-up business looking for just a quick bite to eat, such as people from the CDC, those living in Emory Point, and obviously the students.
Is it just Earth Fair right there at Emory Point? Are you guys looking around the metro area for other locations?
Earth Fair is always looking to grow where there's a demand and a need for a store like ours. We've obviously had a store location in Georgia as a whole for over 15 years with Athens. So we've got a lot of students that were very excited to say, oh my gosh, I used to go to you guys when I was in school at UGA, and now you're opening up a store close to where I live. We've had a lot of people come in who are very excited that we're back in their community. A store in Augusta for several years, one in Peachtree Corners we opened up in January, and then obviously this one this past Wednesday, and a third Atlanta area location, depending on how you want to look at it, opening up in coming by end of this year.
That's excellent. What's the footprint nationwide? And so far as number of stores, where did the company get started?
Yeah, Asheville was founded, Earth Fair was founded in Asheville, 1975. So we're celebrating 40 years this year. We'll be kicking that off this fall. Nationally, we're Midwest, Southeast primarily, and our expansion has us 37 stores as of this Wednesday, 40 at the end of this year to celebrate our 40th.
How can customers connect with Earth Fair?
The best ways for customers to connect with Earth Fair here in the area is Earth Fair at Emory Point on Facebook or online at earthfair.com/Emory Point.
You're listening to DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio. Matt Holmes joined by Amanda Arnett with Earth Fair. Tell us a little bit more about this store. Obviously, you're serving an area that's very business-driven. Mm-hmm. Lots of times in commercial centers around businesses, you'll find that they will close their doors at 5, 6 o'clock whenever businesses are closing. Do you have regular grocery store hours into the night?
Yeah, so we are 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the week, including Sundays. So we're available for customers to come in. And as mentioned earlier, we had customers knocking at the door early on Wednesday morning. So 7 a.m. is definitely a busy time frame where we have people stopping in on the way to work. We saw that yesterday. We saw that today. And then a good evening pickup location, too.
What are some of the other bells and whistles of this new store?
Yeah, so this store, if you can think about a traditional grocery store offerings, we do have those. So you walk in, it's a nice selection of produce, a lot of organic, a lot of local. We do, with the season right now, and obviously in Georgia, a lot of local items. We work with Andy's Way. We have some great local chicken out of Springer Mountain Farms.
Very cool.
We do have Southeast Succulents, Lettuce by Local with Podponics. It's a lot of local stuff in our produce department. And a wellness footprint, which is great and growing, which has natural body care, herbs, supplements, and the works. So,
between the traditional groceries going around with your cart in a supermarket and shopping, and between the pre-prepared foods, the coffee bar, that kind of stuff, what's kind of the split in the amount of business you're expecting in this store? Is it more people just stopping in to pick up their hot lunch?
We do have a lot of customers coming in to pick up those items, and they're very surprised when they walk in saying, I've got a full grocery store. I have grocery items. I can pick up our milk. I can pick up meat and seafood. We've got great bulk. So a lot of our traffic is coming in just to try it, just to try something that they can grab either off the hot bar or from our prepared foods area. And they find other items when they come in to pick up. And I think that we'll definitely be growing and we'll find more and more shopping within our grocery department when people just need a couple things.
Sure. You can follow Earth Fare on Twitter at Earth Fare, F-A-R-E. Like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Earth Fare. We'll kind of open it back up to the roundtable with a few minutes left. And Scott, we'll talk with you. Some of the challenges you face as a small business owner, how do you overcome those hurdles and what are the hurdles?
Getting the word out is the biggest one. No one knows about you. Your advertising budget, we've tried several different medias for advertising, but the best we've found, and it's also very comforting to do this, is just to go out into the community. Be a part of the community. That's the best thing you can do to promote your business. We've done several things around the community of Tucker, and that has helped us tremendously with our growth.
Nikki, I know you being in public relations, you obviously have some thoughts on that as well, insofar as getting the message out for your company.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, working in healthcare, I always get the question, so what does a marketing department do for a hospital? We're still a business. We do provide wonderful services to community residents, but we have to get the word out as well so that people know what types of services we provide, some of the specialties that we provide and offer to the community. And so I couldn't agree with you more. It's very important, it's vitally important to get involved and get engaged in your community. I mean, you have to. It's make or break for your business.
Sure. And Amanda, I would imagine for Earth Fare, you talked about the fact that you've been in and around, back and forth with the Atlanta area for the past year and a half. For you guys based in Asheville, North Carolina, it takes a lot of research, I would imagine.
Yes, and it does. And we are very involved in the community as well. We actually have a team in our marketing department that is based in the community. So we've had someone down here, I think, for the past 6 months who's been actively invested in events going on in the area, such as events at the CDC, which those are always fun to try to get into. It's not super easy. But Virginia Highland Festival, Inman Park Festival, different schools and the works. So getting the word out and teaching people about eating healthy is really what helps us bring people in and stay connected.
Why DeKalb County? And Nikki, you had mentioned you're not from this area, but you settle in Atlanta. You're doing your business in DeKalb. Why do you choose a place like DeKalb County? You could have gone Gwinnett. You could have gone Buckhead. There's all kinds of different places around the metro area.
Well, I have a family background. I'm actually the oldest of two Army retired colonels. And so I've moved around my whole life. But I have found the most joy since moving to Atlanta. So great. And my aunt has lived in DeKalb County for the last, I think, 30 years now. Oh, okay. And so she's never said anything negative about it. I mean, every community is going to have its ups and downs, but I just thoroughly enjoy living in DeKalb County. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
Scott, how about you? You've been in business for quite a while in the Tucker area in DeKalb. What is it about Tucker and DeKalb County that's kept you around?
The people here are unique. And they appreciate good service. They appreciate you helping them out. We find just staying engaged with them helps us out. We like Tucker, and Tucker apparently likes us.
That's important. What about the civic engagement that you were talking about? You're on the, is it the Tucker Business Council?
Tucker Business Association.
What kind of work are they doing in the community?
Helping educate business owners about what's going on in the community that affect them, both with regards to zoning, other areas of government, like the new push for Tucker to be a city, which it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Tucker,
and that's something that'll come up on the ballot in November. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Tucker has been a close-knit community for many, many years. Goes back to the Civil War, actually. And why it hasn't been a city yet is bewildering me. But it's time for Tucker.
Okay. And Amanda, we mentioned earlier, obviously, you got a store coming online and coming. You have one up at Peachtree Corners. This one in Decatur, in DeKalb County. As I mentioned to Nikki, there's a lot of different places in Metro Atlanta that you could have opened. Why was it that one spot?
Yeah, so obviously we look into a lot of different demographics and so forth, and this one just fit the bill. It was the right spot with the right potential for customers and the interest.
That's cool. It's always big when you have a company coming into your state, coming into your locality. How many jobs created by bringing Earth Fair to Decatur?
We have 91 on our staff here at the Emery Point location. A couple have transitioned from other stores to kind of come on as leadership as we open up the store, but the majority of those jobs are right here based out of DeKalb County.
That's fantastic, and that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Small businesses, mid-sized businesses, big businesses coming into the county, and putting people to work, building that tax base. So that's fantastic. Again, want to thank our guest, Scott Rippey, the general manager of CSR Computers. You get more information at csrcomputers.biz. Nikki Foreman, she's the chair of the DeKalb Chamber of Commerce Young Professionals Group, also in PR for DeKalb Medical. You can follow her on Twitter at Nikki_Foreman. Follow the chamber on Twitter at DeKalb Chamber. And, of course, the hashtag, This Is My DeKalb. And Amanda Arnett, who came to us all the way from Earth Fair in Asheville, North Carolina. Follow them on Twitter at Earth Fair, facebook.com/Earth Fair, or better yet, just go check out their store there at Emery Point.
Absolutely.
Guys, we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
We will be back here today for our Power Lunch Hour, recognizing some local restaurants coming up at noon, so make sure to join us there on decab.businessradiox.com. Until then, find us on Facebook, facebook.com/decabbusinessradiox, and follow us on Twitter at decabradiox. For executive producer Jason Becknell, I am Matt Holmes. We'll see you next time here on DeKalb Business Today.